Number five or number four? Five. Intellectual strength. So how many can see that you really need mental strength? Yes. And you really, because you see, your mind is a battleground of your life. Bible says, for though we walk in the flesh, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. To the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imaginations. There's a war against your mind. Satan is imaginations, ideas, thoughts. Intellectual strength. This is where you use the head to get ahead in life. Amen. Amen. Intellectual strength is all about the ability to acquire knowledge from afar and make use of the knowledge that is available to you. Bible says, he that increaseth in knowledge increases in strength. The more you increase in knowledge, the more you increase in strength. Strength in a ministry requires more knowledge about the ministry. Strength in marriage requires more knowledge about marriage. Every area where you lack strength and you are ignorant about, the devil will take advantage of you. That's what the Bible says. We are not ignorant of his devices. Let Satan take advantage of us. Amen. Amen. So you have to increase in knowledge, information. Information makes you stronger. Information about every area of your endeavor. That's why when you are going to marry, we'll counsel you for 6 months. Because that knowledge you are going to receive will make you stronger and stable in marriage. You must always be willing to know and to know more. Knowledge makes you strong. He that increaseth in knowledge increases in strength. Yes. Yes. Look at it. Proverbs chapter 24. A wise man is strong, and yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. A man of knowledge did what? That's what? Increases in strength. A man of knowledge about marriage will increase in strength in marriage. Or about marriage. Ministry. You want to do ministry? You want to serve God? You want God to use you? You need knowledge. Yes. Hosea 4:6, he said, look, for lack of knowledge, my people perish. God's people are perishing for lack of knowledge. They are destroyed. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because I have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, and you shall not be a priest unto me. God will reject you as a pastor, as a man of God, because of your lack of knowledge. You don't read the books. Look at the books that God has used our father to write. How can you fail in ministry? How can you not do well in ministry? It's because you don't read. You are not increasing in knowledge. God doesn't like ignoramuses. Yes. That's why Jesus was full of knowledge. He will quote you scriptures from the prophets and from the Psalms all the time. Jesus was quoting Psalms and prophets. So that's why Luke 2:47, Bible says that he sat with the doctors. He was sitting with the doctors, both learning and asking questions. He was acquiring knowledge for his ministry. And the knowledge he acquired made him strong. He increased in strength. That's intellectual strength. Amen.
Amen.
So read more. Listen more. To acquire more knowledge. More information. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Job 36 verse 3, he said, I will fetch my knowledge from afar and will ascribe righteousness to my maker. You have to fetch knowledge. You have to be a man of heavy books. Heavy with books. Daniel 9:2. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books. Books. You must always have a book you are reading. Sometimes you can have three books you are reading. I'm reading three books at the same time. Every now and then I will look at this book, read a little, meditate, go here, read a little, meditate, go here, read a little, meditate. To increase in knowledge, to have more intellectual strength. Yes. Jesus had intellectual strength. Bible says he knew what he would do. When he was faced with five loaves of bread and two little fishes to feed multitudes, he asked them a question. He said, Charlie, the people are hungry. Oh, the people are hungry. How do you get food for them to eat? Bible says he asked them not because he didn't know what to do. He himself knew what he would do. Amen.
Amen.
And do you know what he did? Based on the knowledge he had, in Jeremiah 30 verse 19. What is in Jeremiah 30 verse 19? Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. I will multiply them that they shall not be few, and I will glorify them that they shall not be small. Jesus had a revelation about this scripture, this knowledge. Thanksgiving is a master key to multiplication. If you want your smallness to become more or much, you will praise with the spirit of thanksgiving. A grateful heart will be full of grace. A grateful heart is a graceful heart. So Jesus, instead of complaining, he lifted the bread and he gave thanks. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and with the voice of them that merry. His voice was not full of memory and complaining like Philip and Andrew and disciples. His voice was full of thanksgiving. He was happy to have found something. He was so grateful. And when he blessed it, it multiplied. That's the master key he applied. He had that knowledge. That's what I'm saying. He knew what he would do. He knew. He had knowledge. And that knowledge was from the scripture. That through thanksgiving, the little can be multiplied. The small can become big. He had that knowledge. Yes. So you to have that knowledge. Yes. You have to have knowledge about everything. You are a pastor. You started a church. You don't have instrumentalists. You don't have anything. You have knowledge. The knowledge is that Jesus said, pray ye to the Lord of harvest. And you send forth more laborers. He will send forth instrumentalists. He will send forth singers. He will send forth ushers. He will send forth. So you pray. That's the knowledge. That's the intellectual knowledge. You have something here to do. You know what to do. Intellectual strength. May you have intellectual strength. Yeah.